Because, yeah, like you said, like Raul got bombed. So they're like afraid that they are next. Because if they know who Raul is, then maybe they know who they are. So yeah, you're right. They're kind of like hanging out there because they expect someone to show up. And it's funny because they're right. Like I said, this is very comedic. But once again, the vendor's tone makes it feel dark and sad. But yeah, like you could imagine once again the scene of them waiting in their big mansion, waiting for someone to show up. There's something comedic about it. And this whole scene is really good too. You know, the action in the movie is good. It's not too stylized.
It's a very patient film in the way it shoots its action scenes. And I love the way Jonathan accidentally murders this man because the man's trying to step over like a ledge or like a sinkhole or something. And Jonathan just grabs his leg, pulls him down, and just murders him. I mean, he hits his head and immediately dies. And Jonathan feels a bit guilty about it because I don't think his original intention was to murder this man. Again, the tone is so strange because when like you and I talk about the plot or things that happen, it sounds like we're describing a comedy and it seems very comedic when we talk about it. And yet in the film, like it's weird and like you chuckle, but it doesn't feel
It's a
funny at
strange
all.
tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, it's just how the movie looks. It's how the movie feels. Its use of music, its use of no music. It's a very darkly lit movie. Like this scene where they're like outside the mansion and stuff. The movie feels real too. It feels like they're in real locations. It feels like they're
Yeah.
in real houses and buildings and trains. So I think that also adds to it as well.
So Jonathan murders this man, and they realize that there's probably others. So the bad guys are hiding in like an ambulance, I guess. And in the ambulance is Samuel Fuller, a woman, and some bandaged man. Who's the bandaged? Is the bandaged man supposed to be one of the people they tried to kill on the train?
That's Raul.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I couldn't figure out who that was, but okay. So they sneak up to the ambulance. Of course, Samuel Fuller immediately sees them because neither of them are professional criminals. I mean, I guess Tom Ripley is, but Tom Ripley isn't.
Oh, yeah, he is. He has at least no qualms about killing someone.
Yeah, I mean, he commits a lot of crimes. So I guess Tom Ripley is quite the criminal, but Jonathan isn't at all. So they immediately get caught and they just throw Samuel Fuller down a flight of stairs. I mean, Samuel Fuller just falls down a giant ass flight of stone steps and a really cool shot, which I guess Samuel Fuller requested that he shoot all of the scenes that he's in. So he directs all of those scenes because, of course, he does, because
Okay.
he's the greatest Sam
I didn't
Fuller.
know
Why not?
that. What? I didn't know that. That's weird. Okay.
So I guess Wim Wenders and Sam Fuller are like really old friends because when Wim Wenders made one of his very first films, Sam Fuller was like one of the only people that saw it, and he kind of brought Wim Wenders under his wing. So we saw Sam Fuller as kind of like a fatherly sort of figure, a sort of mentor. So whenever Sam Fuller is on screen, Wim Wenders was just like, you can direct this. Like you just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Sam Fuller's like,
That's
awesome.
sick.
So that's why you have that really cool shot, which is only like a second, maybe a couple of frames, where it's an extreme close-up of Samuel Fuller falling down the steps. Wim Wenders said he actually attached a camera to his body and like threw himself down a flight of stairs. It looks incredible. It's a great scene. And Samuel Fuller is immediately murdered.
They fucking kill that guy. I guess theoretically, all their enemies are dead.
They're dead.
They don't have any problems.
They did it. They fucking did it.
I think after that, they're like, okay, what do we do now? Right. And they're like, well, they want to get rid of everything. Right.
They have to get rid of the car. They have to get rid of all the evidence.
And so their idea is they're going to go drive all the way to the beach. And then Jonathan's wife shows up. Right. Yeah.
She sure does, because she's figured it out. She's no idiot. She realizes what's going on.
And there was a scene earlier, too, where like she's at his frame store and she sees him being friendly with Tom, and Tom clearly has like a reputation. So she's like, this is not good. And yeah, she goes to Tom's house and she's like, look, you need to go home. And he's like, I can't, like, I have to take care of this. And then they go on a bit of a road trip. It feels like they drive for a while. They make the road trip, which I think Wim Wenders is a big fan of road trips. It seems like Paris, Texas has a road trip. It's basically one big road trip. I think he has other earlier movies that I've read about that I think are also big road trips.
With only a couple of minutes left in the film, they put in a little road trip.
They had to. Yeah, you had to put it in there.
They go to the beach, and Tom Ripley is acting like the crazy person that he is, and he lights the car on fire. Yeah, and Jonathan just fucking abandons him. Like he just guns it. Like, he doesn't give a shit. And Tom Ripley's left to his own demise, and Jonathan and his wife are driving away, and Jonathan's clearly having some sort of episode. He's not handling everything well. So they drive off of a dam-like thing.
Yeah, it's like a wall, kind of like a...
It's a slanted wall that he drives up, which like stops the water from coming down onto the road or something.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
And he drives up it. The car spins out. Really cool last second, you know, handbrake, that kind of thing. Fun little moment. And then Jonathan is dead.
It's like the saddest ending of all time. It's a very sad ending. It's a really tough ending.
Jonathan has just gone through this extremely traumatic experience. You know, he's finally done the deed, right? He's finally figured everything out. You know, he's no longer has to murder any more people. He did it. He's gotten away from Tom Ripley, and he just dies from presumably the blood disease, I guess.